The committee has a short list of recommendations to allow on-site consumption of marijuana, much in the same way as bars, to share commercial marijuana applications with the electric department, and to have testing for pesticides and potency determined by a local regulatory authority. Here's Bob Petruski, who sits on both the committee and the assembly.
It seems that we've been meeting since the end of October, and we only have 4 bullet points.
That doesn't seem like a lot, but commercializing marijuana has been a complicated process full of unforeseen problems that will most likely continue to be hashed out as businesses start getting set up. In the committee's defense, Chairman Levi Albertson says that it took hours to arrive at consensus on those 4 points. The members were waiting to see what the state would do in a lot of cases before making a firm recommendation, like for taxes. At present, the body favors taxing marijuana at the city's sales tax rate, but the members haven't agreed on what excise taxes to charge to the wholesaler. The committee has also heard reports from the city's water and electric departments to find out if commercial grow operations would have a negative effect on wastewater or power. The impact is expected to be small, so the committee is suggesting that those businesses pay the normal commercial rate, says committee member Pamela Ash.
Or not just making them pay through the nose, because some people don't like marijuana. And to me, that's really important that they're treated equally as any other new business startup.
One of the biggest matters the group has been discussing is product testing. The State Marijuana Control Board wanted to provide exceptions to testing requirements for rural areas, but the Department of Law nixed that allowance last month, requiring all marijuana to be tested for bacteria and THC content. That could make business unreasonably impracticable for towns off the road system, entrepreneur Aaron Bean told the committee earlier this month. Federal law does not allow the transportation of marijuana by air or water.
It's not just Sitka. We're talking about any community that's not on the road system up there in Anchorage, Natsu Valley, Kenai Peninsula, and Fairbanks. You know, I understand the majority of the population's there, but there's also a lot of people who aren't there. You know, the industry does exist now, so we just need to figure this out.
Bean plans to start growing and selling pot in Sitka once he gets the proper permits. He has asked the State Marijuana Control Board to make an amendment that would allow Sitka's local regulatory authority to have oversight on testing, which the committee supports.
I would suggest that, yeah, they have someone at the municipality testing these things with the home testing kits. That just gives you a basic, you know, there's no pesticides, no mold. I know those are two of the main health and safety concerns. So those are kits that you can buy, and you can test anything from the store, any produce, anything you consume.
Sitka's Marijuana Advisory Committee continues to discuss its role in the future. Members are in favor of the committee continuing as the local regulatory authority that meets to consider business requests and permits as the industry evolves, similar to a planning commission. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.